Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like I knew that I would.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm joined today by Dr. Barry Taylor. He is a naturopathic doctor and author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health and Healing. He's currently practicing in Weston, Massachusetts. Good morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Dr. Stephanie. Good to hear your voice again.
Oh, it's so great to have you back. Now, we have a fantastic show today, a superpower for optimal health, your microbiome. Okay, microbiome, that might be a new word to some people listening. What's the scoop with that?
I didn't get that term in medical school. It's probably one of the biggest, maybe the greatest turnaround in the last 150 years, is this discovery of the microbiome, the community of bacteria that lives within our GI tract, and it plays a critical role not just in digestion, but also for the immune system, mood, vitality, brain health. You know, it's in the past century, as you grew up, I grew up, our parents grew up, we all believed that microbes or bugs were the enemy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But our new understanding is that the microbiome is very different truth. Not only are these bacteria not our enemy, but they can really improve our health in many profound ways. I speak to my patients like our microbiome is my partner, their partner in healing. And we human beings can make a lot of choices that can either negatively affect the microbiome, the gut bacteria, mm-hmm. which can improve our body, decrease our resistance and allow us to get diseases more easily, or we can make choices that dramatically affect the microbiome in far-reaching ways. You know, these bugs have been living in our body for thousands of years. They've kind of developed in partnership. There's like trillions. A wonderful comment for another show is we're more bacterial than we are human. There are more bacterial cells in our body than human cells.
No way.
Yep. So I tell my patients and students that I teach that having a microbiome is like having a superhero. We have this environment inside our intestines, inside our gut, that have trillions of microorganisms that allow us to do things that we would not be able to do if we didn't have these superpowers. There's a little bells. I love it. So I put together some tips to help us all appreciate the microbiome.
Okay.
To really understand, like, as we go through these tips, we'll do 10 real quickly, and how would these superpowers really affect us. So the first one, Dr. Steph, is to remember fiber. Most of your clients, most of my clients don't eat enough fiber. But when we digest, if we don't eat enough fiber, then these bugs in our belly digest the mucosa of the gut. So while we can't digest fiber ourselves, these microorganisms use it as a food source. If there isn't enough fiber in our food plan, these microbes start to gobble up the mucosa barrier as if it's their food source. And
wow.
Then that's what you may have called, some of our clients know about the term, leaky gut, if we don't have enough fiber. And so the leaky gut leads to colitis or inflammation or many other kinds of conditions. And there are tons of studies. I'm thinking of a study with mice, that after 3 to 7 days that mice were fed a low-fiber diet, their leaky gut, they had weight gain, their blood sugar got normalized. All sorts of positive things happened for these mice that were fed better fiber in just 3 to 7 days. This stuff's all over the medical literature. So one thing about helping be better partners with the bacteria in your gut is to eat more fiber. And that leads into the second, which is there's this term called prebiotics, that there are certain molecular structures of certain plant fibers that make them superfoods. The bugs in our colon love to eat these, Jerusalem artichokes and asparagus and Brussels sprouts and chicory root and dandelion greens and garlic and jicama. They're different legumes and onions. And if you consume more of these foods, the gut bacteria flourish. It helps them. And one of the key reasons, not the only, is that the better the bugs are living in your gut, this colony, this enormous environment of trillions of bugs in our intestinal tract, then the better we absorb, the better we assimilate the good stuff that you and I are eating, that our clients, the people we serve, to get them healthier. Whereas three, if you eat a lot of sugar, especially in the absence of fiber, then this increases a bacteria called E. coli. These are bad bugs. And that triggers a battle between the good bugs and the bad bugs. And then the E. coli keeps eating sugar for more and more energy. And then these harmful bugs proliferate. They grow, and then they interfere with our immune system. So when you eat a ton of sugar, it's not just that white sugar robs your body of B vitamins and robs your body of calcium. That's true. But it dramatically interferes with the bugs in your colon, and you have this ongoing war of good bugs, bad bugs. So third tip is to avoid processed sugar as much as possible. Avoid high fructose. Avoid artificial sweeteners. Avoid refined flours. Avoid GMO foods, because these additives, preservatives, sugars all feed E. coli. That's the name of a bacteria. That's not one of the good guys. It competes for healthy absorption, whereas four, if you eat more foods to be more that are better encouraging of the microbiome. Microbiome is this collective term, right, of all the good guys. Then whereas simple sugars cause conflict between microbes and ourselves, eating a wide variety of veggies and legumes and grains and fruit encourages cooperation. And it's amazing how this has been studied in the last years. Tons and tons of research by medical doctors and medical schools and academy, that certain foods contain complex molecular structures that have to be broken down, and this helps build the microbiome. So five, eat a rainbow of colors. You know, how to be friends with your bacteria, as opposed to all bacteria are bad, kind of the way you and I were brought up and most of our clients were brought up. You know, when you sit down to a meal, you're not just feeding yourself, you're feeding these trillions of microbes that your body depends on. And you can choose food that tastes good, you can choose foods that are good for you nutritionally, but we can also be drawn to bright red tomatoes and deep green spinach and the bluest of blueberries for a reason, because these plant fibers help the microbiota, the environment, thrive. These flavonoids, the different nutrients in our vegetables, in our fruits, in our herbs and spices. What flavonoid is another word, Dr. Steph, that is like the color in the veggies. These seem to encourage the diversity in the gut. And this helps reduce inflammation. So inflammation is a result of injury, disease, dysfunction, lots of different reasons that you and I, people as they age have more inflammation. People as they have allergies have more inflammation. Mm-hmm. Well, our microbiome, the superfoods which feed these good guys, the microbes, these are all M words, aren't they? Microbiome, microbes, microbiota. Oh, I'm going to buy a letter. M. Okay, good. See, these foods, they're so important. You know, people think of, well, tell me what diet. Well, I don't like to use the word diet, as you know. Mm-hmm. I use the word food plan. And ingestion's really important. That's true. And digestion's really important. That's true. How do you break down what you eat? But the third step is absorption and assimilation. Health or disease begins in your colon. And it's very related to these, ready, trillion of good guys bacteria. So those are the first five tips.
So I have a quick question before we go to break. Now, we're talking a lot about foods and good things that can feed our good bacteria, but I see on shelves at vitamin stores that there's prebiotics and probiotics and fiber capsules. Do you recommend that people turn to any of those?
Absolutely. Let's answer that when we come back to the break. Absolutely. So, and as a way of supplementing better food choices, let's go over some options for some supplements that help the microbiome.
Awesome.
Absolutely. But not,
awesome.
Not to replace drinking as much Coke and...
Yes, diet first, supplement second. Absolutely. Yeah. So stay tuned. We're talking with Dr. Barry Taylor, the author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing, here on Half Hour to Health. The show today is sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. With locations in Pembroke, Meredith, and Epping, give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on WEMJ and WTPL.